Oh, yes. Yes, that's your answer. That's your answer to everything.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Your revolution is over, Mr. Lebowski. Condolences. The bomb's lost. My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir. The bombs will always lose. Do you hear me, Lebowski?
I
didn't get that one. Well, you know what, Julia? Maybe you should add to the show. You're over here sitting, you know, like, hey, yeah, usually Tanner does all the planning and the talking. And now you're like, well, he does all the audio stuff, too. Well, maybe.
But I'm not the one complaining about.
That is true.
I'm not on this show.
Well, hey, I'm fine with it.
I didn't get that at all. Like, what's that have to do with overtime? What's that, like, it's not like it's a clip from the show.
Take it up with Tanner.
Like, the SpongeBob intro, love that. This is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Well, that's the intro every day.
Yeah, I love that.
That was just a, you know.
Yeah, but like the rejoin, I feel like should have another like sort of overtime feel to it. Like the Mo Bamba one,
I don't think Tanner invited you on the show to crap on his rejoins, Ben.
He invited me on this show to cover for his ass while he flies to Dallas and nobody else would pick up. And I said, you know what? I'm the company man.
That's right.
I'm the company man. I will put Fox Sports Knoxville on my back.
That's true.
Anytime, any day, any slot, and I'll come in and I'll do the best damn job of, you know, that I can.
Yeah.
That I can. That I can for the show. I was going to say, you know, of the station, but I'm sure there's other people that could come in here and do a better job than me.
Well.
Because so far...
but you're the only one that's here that stepped up to it.
I'm the only one that was willing to step in and shine for Tanner.
And now we are providing quality content.
Exactly. Probably some of the best content that's ever been on the show, just if you ask me personally.
Maybe.
I mean,
I'm not going to disagree.
This is day, what, 5 into the post-Cole era?
Yeah.
Day 5 in the post-Cole era. Will has made his impact on the show. He's talking more and more.
He really has. He's been doing it for years.
I'm
finding a groove. I like this.
Yeah, man, you're really coming along. You know, I'm cementing my place in overtime history now. I feel like, you know.
Yeah.
Brandon has his spot. Lucas, Brandon Oryk.
Mm-hmm.
What was Daniel Brackman?
Yeah.
I was for some reason I thought it was Brandon.
You can only remember his last name.
I only ever call him Brackman. Yeah. That was his name, Brackman. It's like, what was his first name? But yeah, Mo Bamba. That one makes sense because it was a part of the show.
Right.
It was like, it was, you know, you can hear the voices talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Talk Sports rejoins are always, you know, clips of snippets of me, John, and Cody or John and Cody talking. Like, we have one where Cody just talks about different desserts. There's all these different desserts.
Well,
and it starts off with, John's like, hey, what are you doing over there? Cody goes, I'm power ranking pies.
Yeah.
Got blueberry pie, chocolate pie, you know, he starts just naming off all these things. Birthday cake, cookies, and we just started getting all these different desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, song keeps getting, you know, kind of playing along. Sweet like candy.
I'm not, hey.
But the big Lebowski, I don't understand what that has to do with overtime.
Well.
With anybody here.
I'm not really sure either, but we did rank, I think it was 90, is the Big Lebowski 90s or 80s maybe? One of those two. We
probably,
power
I think
ranked,
80s.
Or we did Mount Rushmore of the top four 80s and 90s movies. And Big Lebowski was in there. So, I'm assuming one of his favorite movies.
The Big Lebowski.
Had to
throws
put
it in
there.
I mean, it is a good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's a good movie.
Never actually seen it.
So.
What's it about?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
You can't tell me what it's about without spoiling it for me? Like, you've never done a synopsis?
What's the gist?
I was really young when I saw it because, again, it's really old.
Okay, you don't know. You don't
He's
know.
He's seen it. Don't remember.
You don't know.
But
don't come on here acting like you know. You don't know.
Well, he knows more than we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. He's seen the movie.
Yeah.
So, do you know?
I mean, I know.
You don't know. Anyways, have you guys seen the Lion King reviews are in?
For
the new one.
The new one.
The new one.
The live action one?
That hasn't come out yet.
But you know, the critics get to see it right. a week or so
and
early.
They're going to tell us.
And they're going to tell us if it's good or bad or right. whatever. Have you guys seen them?
No, I haven't.
No.
Are you excited for this?
Yes, I have been.
I am too. Yeah, I was too. So for a while, one of those local gas stations right down the road that we don't really associate with,
mm-hmm.
they were doing this this cup promotion.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a 32-ounce cup. There's a little code on the side that you peel off.
Yeah.
Put it into a website. You get 5 of them, free movie ticket.
Right.
So I was like, Lion King's coming out. Getting my free ticket.
Yeah.
So I did 5 of those, and I've been really excited. I'm getting ready to redeem it. And then the reviews come out, and I'm wavering a little bit.
Mm.
It's gotten a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Jeez.
53%.
Guess it could be worse.
It could be worse. Yeah, it could be worse. There was a day on Talk Sports, actually, we went and looked up the worst ever rated movies.
Oh.
And there's some zeros out there. There's actual zeros.
Zero.
Maybe we can... Yeah, actually, you know what? If you want to hear that, go listen to the Talk Sports podcast, the most listened to podcast on the station on an average.
Okay. Promoting different shows on Overtime.
I'm not... I'm just saying... We're a team here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
We are, definitely.
We're a team here on Fox
That's
Sports
really
Knoxville.
That's really interesting. 0%.
Yeah,
not a single soul found any enjoyment in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of them were like those, like... really, really bad, like, sequels.
But even, there's gotta be somebody in the world that appreciates it.
Well, apparently not.
Jeez.
Like, it was one of the Bad News Bears sequels. Like, it was, like, the
really?
third, I think, or something. They, like, go to, like, Japan or something like that.
I mean, it's hard to beat the first one.
And, it had terrible reviews. But, apparently this one critic, said that The Lion King... is the worst movie that this Lion King is the worst movie that Disney's put out in a long time.
Wow.
And that the very detailed imagery does not add to the story at all.
Oh no.
And kind of makes it harder to enjoy.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Which has been something that I've been thinking about for a while.
How they were gonna
make this happen.
Off.
Like, it's hard for me to picture a full-grown lion out there singing Hakuna Matata. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense when it's a cartoon.
This is a beast of the jungle with two other animals.
Yeah.
And really, is it warthog or warhog?
Wart.
Warthog?
Warthog.
Okay.
Pumbaa.
And really, yeah, Pumbaa, the warthog, that's a beast too. Those things will mess you up. Really,
yeah.
pigs in general mess you up. They don't know the difference between the hand that's feeding them and the food.
Yeah.
Have you seen those stories? Like, farmers, they're feeding the pigs.
That's a good point.
They slip, fall, and then they just get
trampled
and eaten. It's, you know? So, like, I feel like it would be kind of hard to picture... this.
I mean, I've seen the posts on social media and stuff of people shooting down hogs, you know, around where they live, like hunting them, and they're huge. They're like,
oh yeah,
I
saw a video of someone had like a pet hog, and it was laying on the couch, and it took up the entire couch.
Yeah,
it literally was the length of the couch,
like an 8 foot long.
Oh
yeah.
My god! Like, and it was like easily 400, 500, 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Thing was massive.
They're nasty too.
Oh yeah, they're disgusting. I mean, it's a pig.
Yeah,
it's a hog. They roll around in they roll around the mud.
Yeah,
and eat slop.
So,
I mean, we can take a look at the stats though. Just because it got a bad score on Rotten Tomatoes doesn't mean it's not necessarily going to be good. The Sandlot only got a 60%.
Oh, that's a great point. The Sandlot is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Really?
And I'll stand by that.
The Mummy only got a 59%. Spaceballs only got a 59%.
Well, Spaceballs sucked.
Oh.
Disagree,
oh,
but okay. Step Brothers only got a 55%. Die Hard with a Vengeance only got a 52%.
I was afraid I offended you right there with my Spaceballs comment.
No. No, you didn't.
Yeah, a bunch of movies have gotten not great reviews, obviously not like 0%, but in the 50s range, and they still turned out to be, like, Step Brothers is one of my favorite comedy movies of all time.
Oh,
so.
Yeah,
and we
great.
Do have to take into account it is the critics. They're there to...
critique.
Criticize. Critique. So, I mean, it makes sense, but it just kind of took away a little bit of my excitement for the movie.
Yeah.
We got, like, 8 days till it's out, July 19th. But,
I mean, for a lot of people, Lion King is their favorite Disney movie.
Oh, it's up there for me.
It's my favorite. I was in Lion King in eighth grade, not to brag. kind of talented.
What character were you?
I was a gazelle.
Oh.
In the Animal Kingdom.
Do you remember what I was in the 8th grade play?
I didn't go to middle school with you.
I know, but I thought they brought the elementary school over for a day.
To be completely honest with you, no, Ben, I don't.
Oh, this is
y'all
disappointing.
Went to the same middle school?
Farragut, right?
Yeah.
We went through the same school system.
We went to the same church, so we kind of knew each other a little bit.
Yeah,
go way back.
Oh yeah, I was playing all time quarterback at youth retreats with Will back when he was in sixth grade, and I was like a freshman or sophomore in high school.
Interesting.
He was a little freak athlete.
I don't know what happened after
you know I got out of there, but
ooh.
5 concussions and a partially torn MCL. Retired.
That'll do it.
But the kid was a speedster. That was like our thing. Like I was like, dude, just go long, I'll hit you. And
really?
There was one time I'll never forget. We were in the Cokesbury gym. And we were playing football, and I told him to run a deep post, and I waited as long as I physically could, and I threw it as hard and as far as I could across this gym, and the kid that was like defending Will was like maybe like 4 or 5 inches taller. So I was like, this is gonna be tough.
Yeah.
But like I just saw it drop just past him. And then Will comes running out with the ball like this, just hands straight up. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, it was, like, one of those where, like, he caught it and it was able to take 2 steps. And it was, like, the corner of the quarter of the end zone, quote, unquote. And then, like, we just ran. And he, like, went to chest bump. And I couldn't jump because I would have crushed the kid.
I was only, like, 75 pounds and 5'2".
So I let him run and jump. And I just kind of put my arm up. And we just kind of hit the sides.
Aww.
And then we were high-fiving and stuff. But that's one of those things that stuck in my memory. I was like, man, this kid is fast.
No one could guard me.
As long as I put it deep, nobody's touching him.
So did you, like, completely forget about him until he came to the station?
Kind of. Well, actually, he started dating one of my friend's sisters, and we bumped into each other at the house one day.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, you're Will, and then like
long
was, like,
time no see.
Yeah, I was like, I actually, because like my friend, she was like, I need you to be mean to this guy so he doesn't get comfortable dating my sister.
Oh.
And I was like,
do that to your boy, though.
And then I was like, okay, you know. And then, like, when he got there, I was like, Will's a good guy. What are you talking about?
I can't be
mean to him. Which, like, I feel like I might have still, like, had, like, a little bit of sarcastic comments to him. But,
yeah.
Like,
but that's just Ben Lee. Ben Lee's always sarcastic.
See?
That's
he
just,
knows you.
That's who it is. That's how it is.
But no one could guard me back in the day.
Way back when.
I mean,
I
could probably get locked up by a couple people, but it would be very, very limited people who could guard me now, I feel like.
We were a tandem. And basketball, he was pretty good, too. He had a nice little three-pointer as a kid.
Mm.
I was always stunned because I'd always be like, no, don't shoot. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, fun fact, I only have one kidney, so I was not allowed to play football, actually. And so I was always really good at it, but could never play because of risk of contact. So I played basketball, like, and that was my full-time sport. And so I had to get really good at that. But I always loved football, but I just could never play.
I feel like I've learned so much about Will in the last 5 minutes, which is a good thing because
crazy.
We filled up some more time. Call us if you want to, 865-546-8200. 8200. We got birthdays at 7:30.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we got planned. So we'll see where we go from here. Stick with us. It's Overtime right here on Fan Run Radio.
Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam. Come on and slam.
A good one. You like this bumper.
Space Jam's awesome.
I recognize this now. I didn't recognize the song at first, but I knew you knew it.
Like everybody knows Space Jam.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Space Jam.
I obviously know the movie, one of my favorite movies.
No, the song.
But I don't know the song.
No, you know the song. You just said, oh, I know this.
I meant I didn't.
You knew the song. You just didn't connect the dots.
Yes, I did not.
Come on and slam. And what, or if you want to jam. Good song. Great song. So,
stamp of approval.
I like Space Jam. That's a good one. That's a funny one. That's a, like, you know, that's another one that, like, kind of tugs on the nostalgia a little bit.
I mean, fun fact, I was looking at that list of good movies with bad Rotten Tomatoes scores. Only a 42%, I believe, on Rotten Tomatoes.
For Space Jam?
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me, honestly.
It shocked me.
It's definitely aimed for children.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you go back and watch it, it doesn't really hold up.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
Are y'all excited about the new Space Jam?
No.
I'm a little bit excited just because I want to see what they do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, if it's just a complete, absolute redo,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be mad. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like it's going to be really weird with, like, with all these guys basically, like, letting LeBron just beat them. Especially, like, Klay Thompson and some other guy, like...
Yeah.
Like, guys that, like, have, you know, a natural-born rivalry, kind of, with LeBron. So, like, I feel like it's just gonna, it's just kind of awkward for me right now. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. But Space Jam 1 did not really hold up.
Yeah.
I went back and watched it.
It's kind of hit or miss with people.
I went back and watched it with one of my roommates, like, a year ago or so, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... I do not remember this being so, like, awkward, like, not very funny, kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, just really weird.
Well, maybe they'll do better on this next one.
But I kind of teased it on the other side, talking about... Will was talking about his eighth grade play at Farragut, how he was a gazelle in Lion King, which is pretty cool. Like, I wish we did Lion King.
It was fun.
We did Horton Hears a Who when I was in eighth grade.
Oh, no.
We did Horton Hears a Who remember when I was in eighth grade.
They did bring us in. I do remember Horton watching Horton Hears a Who.
He remembers it.
He remembers it now.
Who were you? Were you in
it? Well, I was in it. Okay. Let me explain a little bit.
All right.
So when I was in middle school, I was in chorus, and the teachers loved me. Like, they just kind of let me do whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cool with that, you know. I don't know if it was because, like, I had a good voice back then or anything like that.
Mm.
I don't want to, like, because I don't consider myself a good singer,
okay.
Personally. People sometimes say that, but I'm like, no, please don't make me do that.
Yeah.
But they approached me one day after class, and they're like, Ben, you should really audition for the play. And I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not doing
that.
Can't
do it.
I legitimately was just like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that. No. And they're like, no, come on, like.
Was it because you genuinely didn't want to, or you were afraid of what everybody else would say about it?
A little of both.
Okay.
A little of both.
Because, like, I feel like that's what happens to a lot of people that want to do plays and stuff. They're a little worried about, you know, how the friends might react to it.
I forgot, like, it was kind of both, a little half and half. Like,
yeah, don't want to get made fun of. Or...
I really thought my friends were just going to have my ass.
Yeah.
Like, I was not ready for it.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, please, like, you don't have to be a big role. You can just be a background character, have some fun. We think your energy, your charisma, mm-hmm. whatever, you've got a good sense of humor, that'll bring a lot to the people for the show.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And so I showed up to the auditions, and I honestly did it as a joke. Like spent the whole time as a joke. I napped in the teacher's office because it was after school, and I was used to going home and falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a nap in the office, and then they finally, like, hey Ben, like, come read some lines, and
come do your job.
Yeah, come hey like, come audition,
do
please
something.
Yeah, and so, like, they have me read these lines like you're, like, supposed to be interviewing somebody as, like, a news person, and, well, really, like, it's like. There's a scene where a newscaster is interviewing the plant that Horton is, like, holding on to that has the civilization on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, like, they wanted me to read those lines. And so I saw what it was, and I was the only one that was like, let's have some fun with it. So I walk over, and I find a plant, and I'm like, here's the lines, you know, like, whatever. Like, so, can you tell us about your great civilization down on the speck?
Mm-hmm.
Great, like, stuff like that, you know, like, just kind of messing around.
Yeah.
Taking it as a complete joke. The next day, there's an in-school basketball game. I'm hanging out with my friends. We're having a good time, yelling in obscenities at some kids that we don't know, you know.
Naturally.
And this girl comes up to me, who's big into the theater scene.
Yeah.
And goes, hey, the cast list is out. And I'm like... okay. And she's like, did you see who you got? And I was like, do they list off background people? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, Miss Waldrop said that I'm just going to be a backup character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to be in the background. She's like, you should go check the list.
Oh, didn't even tell you.
And I'm like, okay. So I leave the in-school basketball game, back corner, and on the wall, first name, Horton, Ben Lee.
Main character.
And I was livid. I was like, are you kidding me? I took it off the wall, walked it into the office, into the teacher's office, and I was like, I thought I was supposed to be a background character. You guys made me the main person. And they were like, well, they're like, but you had such charisma in your audition. You were having such a good time, like, and we love your voice. I was like, oh my god, no, I don't want to do this. Like I told you guys specifically no when you asked me in the first place. Mm. And so they have me as Horton, and the only costume that they made for me was just a big old gray sweater to wear in the gym with no air conditioning, because that's where you do the plays, that just had Horton strapped across the chest.
Nope.
At first, they wanted me to wear a hat that, like, it was like this, and there was fabric that came all the way down like a trunk, and I wore it during the rehearsals for one rehearsal, and I took it off, and I was like, I'm not wearing this stupid hat.
No,
I was like, if I'm gonna do this, like, I'm gonna have my own thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, literally, I was wearing like jeans and the sweater, and like my friends gave me these like fingerless gloves to wear, and like so, like whenever we did the in school play, and like all the students were there, and I was getting the heckling,
mm-hmm.
which like really, now that I look back on it, it really wasn't that bad, like. Most of the people were just kind of laughing, like, why is Ben even doing this? Like, not like, LOL, Ben's in the play. It's just like, what the heck's going on?
Right.
But, whenever they gave me the fingerless gloves, it was, like, as they were coming into the gym. So, like, I put them on before the show, and every time, like, I would be, like, in front of their section, I would, like, flash my hands up as much as I could, like, a little love sign, doing this, like, all this different stuff, just, like, and I, like, rolled my sleeves up. Like, I tried to make it as chill and cool as possible,
yeah.
And to be quite honest, I kind of treated it like this show. I didn't learn anything.
Oh.
I hid, like, playbooks. I hid the lines.
The script,
yeah. I hid scripts all around the whole thing. Just so I could kind of glance, figure out where I was, go on. I learned all the songs like this, because they gave me a CD, because they knew that like I couldn't read music,
mm-hmm.
which was like another thing of why are you giving me the main character? I cannot read music. I do everything by pitch.
You saw so much potential.
I just everything I do by pitch. Like I learned how to play guitar by ear. I learned all music by ear.
Yeah, you can't read music.
I just can't.
Yeah.
It's just not in my wheelhouse. I don't know why.
A lot of people are like that.
I don't know why. And so they gave me a CD of the songs to, like, listen to and, like, kind of get it down. So I knew the songs. I did not know the lines at all.
Mm.
It's like a good 20 minutes of it, I'm in this, like, tree, which was actually just this, like, giant metal TV stand that they took from a classroom and didn't put the TV on. They had me climb up there, and like 20 or 30 minutes of the show, I'm just like chilling up there. And so I had the book just like taped to the back of the tree. So I was always kind of looking up and down, but I had all the lines right there. And then there was another where there's like, they made some like grass, you know, and just like some stand-up grass. There was one just laying on the ground right there.
Yeah.
Because I'm supposed to be looking for the flower or whatever.
I'm sure a lot of people do that.
And so I was like, where is my flower? You know, like stuff like that. But Horton, and Horton, here's a who.
I do remember, I remember not vividly, and I can't remember like any of like what happened, but I do remember going to see Horton, Here's a Who in like third grade when the class, they brought our class over from the intermediate school.
Yep. They, three shows. Three shows. One the night before for the parents and whoever came to the show.
Mm-hmm.
The second in front of the entire middle school. And then, as the kicker, let's bring over third through fifth grade from the intermediate school as well for a third show. The only good thing about it was I got to miss a lot of class, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
I missed literally like two whole days of classes just because I was in this thing, which I guess put me behind in classwork.
Yeah.
But I was so mad that they lied to me like that.
You must have been the best. I mean, in order to get the lead role.
Maybe I should,
Were you the best, or were they really just hurting for people to fit?
I don't know. The characters. There was this one kid named Josh who was very into theater.
Yeah.
And did all the singing.
Very passionate, probably was crushed when he found out that somebody that did not give a crap about this thing.
He did not like me.
Took his role.
He was the Cat in the Hat, which, like, I don't know how he had a role in this thing, mm-hmm. which was, like, he was basically just, like, the narrator. So, like, every so often he would come in and, like, set the stage or whatever.
Yeah.
But he did not like me. I remember, like...
I wouldn't either if I were him.
Oh, I mean, I understand. Like, I did not take it seriously. I barely showed up to the rehearsals. Like, I went to two.
Yeah.
And there were probably... one a day for 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Like, I went to the last two because they were like, hey, we really need you here to run lines.
Did you,
and,
like, make up excuses, or just
didn't I just
show
didn't
up?
Show up. I was like, I'm practicing.
You're
at home.
You're the main character.
I just told them I was learning at home.
Oh, no.
And the teachers, like I said, the teachers loved me.
How did they not boot you?
The teachers loved me. So, like they did not care. Like, the rehearsals I would go to, like, I went to two that I took seriously, and I think I went to three others that, again, I slept in the office.
Jeez.
Or I would come out, do like 10 minutes of work, and then I'd leave if I could. Like, I would call my brother and my sister to come pick me up.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I remember the last show, because, like, you know, you go out to do the bows or whatever. Or for one of the shows, I think it was the parent one. I was talking about it, you know, like, because they wanted to have me come out last.
Mm-hmm.
And
being the main character.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I think... I tried to, you know, mend the bridge. I was like, I think Josh should be last. I was like, I think he should be able to come out last and take
the, save it.
And take the big applause.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, that's cool. And so, like, when we were talking about it, they're like, how do you guys want to do this? And like, they were like, there's this, you know, third main character. Then there's you, Ben, and then we'll bring out Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And I'll just, you know, like, I'll do like they do. I'll present the guy, have him come up, and everybody can start clapping.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all take our bows.
Right.
And he just was scowling at me. And I remember he said something to me about it. Like, it was just like, okay. And, like, walked away. And I was like, sorry.
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 Jeez.
Yeah. Weird time. I did not deserve it.
I never did get into the theater.
The theater? What was your? No, this is all middle school. What was your middle school thing?
Middle school?
Chorus, band.
Did band.
Band?
Yep.
What'd you play? Clarinet. Okay.
1 year band.
I tried to do general music, but my mom said that's where all the losers went.
Oh.
And I wasn't allowed to do that. But I was like, they teach you how to play guitar. And she's like, you know how to play guitar.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
Too good for that.
I was like, okay, fine. Sorry. And she made me do chorus. All right. Up next. The game! It's time for birthdays. Up next.
Let's do it.
Man, we're like sliding to the end here. I didn't think we'd be able to do it again. But hey
we're
right here. We're right here. We got two more segments, birthdays, and then we'll figure out what to do with the last 10 to 15 minutes.
All of it without Twitter.
All of it without Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, figure out your stuff. Oh, it's all about the game. And how you play it. It's how you answer. It's time for the birthday game. Yesterday, Will took down our reigning champion,
Don't
Julia.
Don't call me that. That's too much pressure.
What do you mean? You're the reigning champ.
By default.
Not by default. You won like five in a row.
No, it was like three and...
No. I listen to birthdays because I like to play along, and I usually beat you guys. Just saying.
Now I really want to play against
them. There was a stretch where you won five in a row, and then who's the other guy?
Matt. Yeah.
He won like two, mm-hmm. and then you won three again, right. And then Will came on. And
I mean, I got better.
You smoked me the first two times, too. And then I got lucky yesterday with a couple technicalities with a new host.
It's not pressure if it's true.
Yeah, new host problem.
New host problem.
I'll still call it. I got my first dub on overtime yesterday.
I'll say it was a little bit my fault on the first point. because I didn't give.
I depend on the ages.
You were waiting for the age and the occupation. That's on me. I do appreciate. I do apologize.
And you listen, so you should have known.
I've got them right here.
All
right,
let's do it.
I've got them right here. It's a D day. It's not a good
it's
day.
D-day.
It's D day.
That's not good.
It's maybe even like a D-day. D minus. No. Maybe we kind of like D day.
I love D-Day.
Like, didn't it?
Well, just the remembrance of it.
I mean,
not
yeah.
The
actual,
remembrance, yeah.
Didn't like, that kind of signify, like, a big turning point in the war? Like, we kind of started kicking the ass at that point?
Yeah, okay.
And then we dropped the bomb.
It might not be as bad.
And it was, whew. All right, so it's kind of a D, maybe even a D-minus day. There's, like, one name that I was, like, pretty familiar with.
Jeez.
The other two, I've really only got three names, and then I did two This Day in Histories.
Oh, that's great.
So we
I
have five
those.
Things total?
There's five things total. Okay. We'll see. I, depending on how well the birthdays go, might get into the This Day in Histories, might not. Just kind of depends.
Mm. So five birthdays or five total?
Three birthdays, two histories.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So if one of us gets two out of three, no This Day in History.
Is that how you guys normally do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just kind of like doing the history ones because it's fun for me.
We can do it.
We can do all five.
Let's just do
is
all five.
Is that how you guys want to do it?
Sure.
Yes.
All do five.
It. More content.
Yeah, we need more content. First up, he is an actor. Turns 30 today. First role he landed was in 2004 as Petey Pitt in The Pitts. Known mostly for his role... on Wizards of Waverly Place as Justin Russo.
Jake, no, that's the little one.
Ted Mosby's son on How I Met Your Mother.
David Henry. Yes!
That's the one I was very certain you were not going to get because I didn't think you knew his name.
I don't know his name. I've watched all of the things
yeah.
except
yeah, no,
for
like,
the pits that he was in,
That's how I am is I know what they act, but I don't know their actual names.
The youngest, I think, was like Jake D. Austin or something.
Yes,
that sounds familiar.
The younger
yeah, that
brother.
Is Jake D. Austin.
Yeah.
Next up, author. They'd be 120 today.
Oh, jeez. R.I.P.
This American author who penned the children's classics Charlotte's Web and Stuart Litter. E.B. White.
Good game.
No.
2-0 so far. 2-0, Julia.
I don't read, so that one's hard for me.
See, I told you were going
to
have a tough time today.
We had to read that in school, so.
I mean, yeah, I think everybody had to read Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, they just.
I watched the movie.
The movie's
modern
pretty
times.
Decent. I mean, like a little cartoon. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, no.
Stuart Little, great movie.
Yep, Stuart Little.
All right, next up, they were a president. They'd be 252 today. His skills as a diplomat set many historic precedents, including bringing an end to the War of 1812, closing off North and South America to European colonization with the Monroe Doctrine.
Oh, William Monroe.
Nope. He was the sixth president of the United States, who was an influential diplomat, U.S. senator, and congressional representative.
I'm not good with my presidents.
He has three names.
Oh. Three names.
If you guys can't get it, I'll give you initials. Because I feel like after the initials, it's just going to be a race for the end.
John Quincy Adams?
Nailed it.
Gah.
Nailed it.
Right.
John Quincy Adams.
Yep.
Brought an end to the War of 1812 with the Treaty of Ghent. I didn't
Got
want to
it.
Say that because I thought that might give it away. That would have given it away for me. I'm a history nerd.
Yeah, see,
two
not
to one.
So much me.
2-1. Oh man, the This Day's in History might actually swing the vote here.
They always come back to bite me.
So if she wins this day in history,
it's over.
It's over. Okay. I need over. To know the pressure.
Over.
Forever. All right. This day in history in 1985, this company makes what is considered one of their worst decisions in marketing history. When it decided to change
Coke,
its original formula and introduce new Coke.
Yes!
This was a resounding flop, and the public did not like the taste after just a short period. Old Coke product
Thank you, Stranger
was reintroduced.
Things.
What a slaughter! 4-1. Man!
I'll give you that was impressive.
That was I knew as I said change its original formula. It was going to be a race for it, so I was trying to get the headphones ready, but trying not to be too obvious about it.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
At all?
No.
Because you haven't seen, the only reason I knew Stranger Things.
I haven't watched Stranger Things, and I obviously wasn't alive in the 80s.
Well, I mean, I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I knew that that's when they switched from using cocaine.
Good point.
They had. That's such a strange time, right?
Like, it really is.
Cocaine inside Coke. My mom said that, like, back in the day, like, which you know, if you went to the doctor and had like a migraine or something, mm-hmm. they'd be like, "Yeah, take 2 aspirin and drink a Coke,"
mm-hmm.
and like that's what's supposed to like heal you up, because the cocaine in it gets your body rolling, gets your motor functions rolling.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can we do the other This Day in History just so I have a little bit of self confidence?
This Day in History in 1944, this president declared that he would accept a nomination to run. Once again, for the fourth time.
Oh, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I also would have taken FDR.
He got the full name.
Yep.
He learned.
Feels good.
You looked like you were about to say something, and I was like,
well,
I was singing.
Monday, the first game me and him played against each other, he actually knew one of the answers, but he didn't say the full name.
It was John D. Rockefeller. I knew it right off the
bat. You said Rockefeller.
I said Rockefeller because I didn't know.
It was like full name, and I said John Rockefeller.
Oh, that's so cheap.
I stole it.
It was after I was
that's so cheap.
I was up 2-0. I had all the momentum.
Yeah,
get this one, I would be up 3-0, which is an instant amount of overlead. Exactly.
First game, too. First game you played.
And then I get that one wrong off of technicality, and then I lose like 7 straight answers.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that was the day you guys had like 11, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how Tanner finds all those. That's just a good day for the birthdays, because like I was looking, like there's a lot of birthdays.
Sometimes he pulls out some names though that I'm like, I have no idea.
See, that's the problem, is like I don't want to give you guys names that nobody's gonna get.
Right.
I feel like that's bad content.
Yeah.
So like, I was looking and I didn't know how, like a lot of them were like YouTube star.
No, I would have gotten all of
them. I would have gotten all of them.
No,
I'm not doing any YouTube stars. I wasn't doing any YouTube stars. There was an Instagram model. And then there was a...
Unless
they're
like
big. This is the one that really like had me just like, are you kidding? TikTok star.
Get that out of here. Nope. I don't want that.
You get famous for that now?
Apparently
that's a thing.
It takes zero talent to get famous now on social media, I feel like.
I mean, that's how it's been for a long time.
Tanner never does the YouTuber.
But yeah, like that's basically like all that was out there. Yeah. Like there were a few like really obscure pop singers that I wouldn't have known. Like, oh man, who was it? Something Alicia's? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'll go look it again. But yeah, the names were bad, and I like the history ones. I'm stunned. I am stunned that Tanner allowed a steal on John Rockefeller when Will knew it.
I know, he did.
Like, I would have been like, I'd have been like, hold on.
And honestly, I feel like there have been times where, like, in the past when me and Cole would play, where I would say a last name or, mm-hmm. you know, like a FDR instead of his whole name.
And then Cole would come in and steal it?
Well, no. Tanner would, like, accept it.
Oh.
I feel a little discriminated against
that
then for being
that feels
a rookie.
Cheap.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with
him. I guess it's the old like Cam Newton rule from when that ref told him you haven't earned it yet when he was a rookie for those calls. I haven't earned it yet. I'll be fine with that.
The way I see it is like, Rockefeller's the right answer. I'd have just been like, sorry, Julia, can you give me a full name? If not, you get
That's
a chance.
Probably, yeah.
That seems fair.
More fair.
But and like, I know that Will would have been like, John D. Rockefeller.
Yeah. And also, didn't he name his oil company like kind of after his name? So that's what his last name was basically what he was known completely by.
Yes, that's why we have
it.
Rockefeller Center.
Exactly.
Yeah, he knew it. So
yeah, that's cheap.
I'm not going to argue with the host.
Oh, wow.
Especially because it was in my favor.
All right, we got one more segment coming up. Finish you up on this Thursday night. Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime right here on Fan Run Radio. Night is a wild. You didn't touch the wrong one, did you?
I don't think so.
Oh, gosh. gosh. Oh, God.
What's up with everything going out today when we need it?
The internet. Oh, God. The internet went out. The internet went out on the very last segment, right when I was trying to get to some tweets. Twitter's been down the whole damn day.
Don't they know we're trying to be radio station?
Trying to do a radio show. Damn it. Well, thank God I didn't reload my stuff. I've just got the page right here. I can scroll as long as nothing resets.
Just don't refresh.
Tweet from Noisewater says, "Cocaine left long before."
Oh no!
Coke changing their formula was a marketing gimmick. Come on, man! You don't really believe that happened during the Reagan era war on drugs? I'm an idiot. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That was.
I always.
I didn't catch that.
It sounded too good to be true.
Shut up, Will! You didn't know anything. I never claim to be a smart man, and I always just connect Coke changing their stuff, cocaine's out of the product. I mean, there was an old guy that used to live down the street from us at our house in Cedar Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, he would fix our lawnmower when it would break. Real, real old guy, just knew the stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time we'd go over there, he'd always say, "You want a dope?"
Oh.
And the first time I heard it, I was very taken back. At 9-10 years old, I looked at my mom and I was like,
"Did you even know what that was?"
No, but I knew. Like, I didn't know, but like, it was not. That's not in my vernacular. I did not know what he meant.
I've been like, "What? What's
yeah,
that?"
Yeah, I just looked at my mom like, "What is he asking me right now?" Because like, my brother was like, "Whoa," because he's 8 years older than me. So like, at 8, 9, 10 years old, 16, 17, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, whenever we went down there and the guy was like, "You guys want a dope?" He was like, "Whoa, what?" And I looked at my mom and I was like, "What?" And she goes, "He's asking if you guys want Coke. Yeah. You guys want something to drink."
Right.
And we were like, "Oh, okay." And I didn't he was kind of cool. Like, he was very old fashioned. Always had the glass bottles, which is something I'm like low key obsessed with.
Yeah.
Have you guys found yourself?
I've had it before, Coke out of the glass bottle.
I don't know why, but it just seems better to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a mental thing.
I'm the opposite. I think the best Coke, it comes out of like the fountain.
Well, like, obviously the best Coke comes out of the fountain.
I don't think the glass makes it taste any better.
Well, here's the real kicker. You got to find the glass bottle from Mexico.
Oh.
Mexican Coke?
The Mexican Coke glass bottle. I don't know if they're still using the secret formula.
Actual Mexican Coke.
That black tar heroin or anything like that. No. I know what the thing is. They use real sugar.
Yeah.
They use actual, like, they use, like, I don't know what it is. It's not any, no artificial sweeteners, and I don't know what it is.
It's that real sugar.
It's that real sugar, and it is phenom.
Yeah.
Love it. The only place that sells it here in Knoxville, I'll tell you guys off the air. No free pub.
Oh.
No free pub. We don't do that here. Sorry.
Every listener on the edge of their seat right now.
So mad.
Where can I get some?
They're so mad. Aldi. But like, I'm serious, guys. Like, the only place I really ever get it.
When was the last time you had Coke out of a glass bottle, though? It's been since I was a kid.
Last time I went to that grocery store. They sell it. It's like, oh my God!
Because
like, it's so cheap, like that that store is just like cheap as hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Aldi.
You know that store.
I'm just tired of saying that. I don't like doing that whole thing. I'm really bad at that. Like the whole like not really naming names or businesses.
You just want to let it out there.
Like I tried to do the whole like my mom's boyfriend. Now she's like, Kevin. That's just easier. He's Kevin. Kevbot.
Now they know.
Now you know. Go
They're
find Kevin.
In touch.
But no, like everything there's so cheap. It's like 49 cents a glass or something like that. And they're the tall ones.
Ooh.
They're the tall ones. They're like they're like basically two or three glasses together. So it's really good. But the main place I would get it would be when I go to Seaside in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There's a you guys go to Seaside? You ever been there?
Never been to Seaside. No. But
oh, I seem. I really figured you
actually,
would have.
I think I have, but not like on vacation. I think I've just been there like passing through.
Every high schooler like in my grade goes to Seaside.
Yeah, no, I figured you would have gone because that's the fair good thing to do.
Nah.
My family has gone there, not the past 2 years, which now I'm a little upset about it because I haven't been on vacation in 2 years.
Seriously. But no invites.
Every year, oh my gosh, every year from the time I was 6 years old until 21, we went to Seaside. And I would get so frustrated. I'd be like, guys, can we not choose one other place to go on vacation?
Yeah.
Now I kind of miss it. But there's a little ice cream store down there that always has the Mexican Coke in the glass bottle. That's the thing I splurge on. Like I go and buy. I go the first day I go into town. I go into like the Seaside Market.
Yeah.
And there's like.
Stock up for the rest of the
day. Yeah, I do. I go and get like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Are we out of time? What's going on? Are we out of time or not?
Song ended, but we can still go. We got time. Finish up.
I go and buy like.
We should be going out.
I go and buy like 15 from the store. That's it for overtime. I think we're out of time. Will's waving at me like, get out, get out, get out.
Come on, see you guys.